nothing so testifies to the truth and the power and the objective reality of the love of God in Jesus Christ than a believer, a disciple, who's prepared to sacrifice their life for the sake of sharing that good news, that gospel, with another. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as today we take a look at the power of your sacrifice from a different perspective. Well, a few weeks back, we kicked off a series of messages called When the Lion Roars, because despite all the terrible things going on in this world, despite the attacks on our faith and on the God of the Bible, despite how hopeless things may appear as global events of terrorism and of secularism and of all the other isms under the sun sweep the globe, one day, it will all come to an end. One day, the Lion of Judah, Jesus, will roar. One day, he will return to judge the living and the dead, and those who have placed their faith in him will have eternal life and live in glory. That's an objective fact. How do I know? Because that's exactly what Jesus says will happen. That's exactly what the Bible says will happen. It is a desperate world hurtling towards judgment that has rejected the God of the Bible, that has rejected the truth of the Bible, that has rejected the love of Jesus. When God speaks, you know, it's not advice, it's not an opinion, it's truth. Well, God has spoken. He's spoken to us through his Son, who is the way and the truth and the life. He's the only way, he's the only truth, and he's the only life. And it's only when we know that truth that the truth can set us free. Yesterday on the program, we spent a bit of time taking a look at the reality of the objective truth of God in the face of today's relativism and pluralism and secularism and whatever other ism you'd like to name. The question is, though, how exactly do we get that truth across to a world that's intent on going to hell in a handbag? Well, you might recall that we talked about speaking the truth in love and correcting people in gentleness rather than trying to ram truth down their throat. Love is the key because love always ultimately triumphs over evil. Love is the only thing that will defeat Satan in this world. Love is the only thing that will woo the lost to Jesus. Love is what triumphed over evil on the cross of Christ and set you and me free to live out eternity with our God. Love is the key, because love rings true to us, made as we are in the image of God, who the Bible tells us is love. Love attests to the truth, and nothing attests more to love, in turn, than sacrifice. If you love someone, I mean truly love them, then you will sacrifice for them. And when you do that, the reality of that love will ultimately soften the hardest of hearts. Exactly what Jesus not only said, but did. John chapter 15, verses 13 to 17. No one, he said, has greater love than this, than to lay down your life for a friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I don't call you servants any longer because the servant doesn't know what the master's doing, but I've called you friends because I've made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. You didn't choose me. I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. And with those words, Jesus went to the cross, willingly and without complaint, to die for you and me. His disciples, each one of them, so far as we know, ended up dying terrible deaths. Peter, Paul, John, and all the others were all martyred because they proclaimed the risen Christ and salvation in him alone, the life eternal that is only available in Jesus. Now, do you imagine for 1 minute that those guys would have laid down their lives for a lie? No. They experienced the love of God through the crucified and then the risen Jesus. And then out of that love, they poured their own lives out to the very end, to the very last drop, to tell others about him. Love testifies to the truth. It declares that the truth is true. And sacrifice testifies to that love. And that, my friend, is the key that opens even the hardest heart. When you and I are prepared to sacrifice our lives for the difficult people who curse us, who reject our faith, who belittle us for believing in Jesus, when you and I are prepared to lay down our lives for those people, even whilst they sin against us, just as Jesus laid down his life for us while we were still sinners against him, then and only then will we be a part of God's great plan to win the world back to him. Is it hard? Absolutely it is. That's why Jesus said it wasn't about hanging on to our own lives, because if we live life like that, ultimately we lose. No, the Jesus plan is about taking up your cross, your own brutal cross, and following him, because those who lose their lives for his sake will surely find them. Jesus is the Lamb of God who, through his death, came to take away the sins of the world. It is that sublime love that you and I are called to share through our own personal sacrificial laying down of our lives so that others too might be saved. And Jesus is the Lion of Judah who one day will roar in judgment, separating his own, those who put their faith in him, their very lives in his death and resurrection, from the evildoers who rejected him. And today you and I are his hands and feet. You and I are his heart of love. You and I are his voice to speak his love and his truth to a generation that's gone astray. The people in my life who have the greatest license to speak hard truths to me are the ones who've earned that right by sacrificing themselves for me and serving me and loving me when I didn't deserve it. Those people have influenced me so greatly. Those people are the very reason that I'm here with you now, sharing with you the good news that your king reigns, that your king is calling you to live a life of sacrificial love. And you and I too can earn that right to speak into the lives of others through sacrificial love. You and I can be the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah to the lost around us. That, after all, was always God's plan. Yes, this world does seem as though it's crazy out of control. Yes, these are dark days when our faith in Jesus is tested in the extreme. But in the face of all that, the lion roars. God laughs at men and their petty schemes. Listen to this. Psalm chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, "I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill." See, God is above all the powers and all the rulers and all the situations and all the persecutions and all the terrorisms and all the evil events that this world has conjured up. Your king reigns, and one day the Lion of Judah will roar in judgment. In the meantime, to those who love Jesus, to those who have set their hearts like flint to follow hard after him wherever he may lead, he has one simple command. Listen to his words to you and to me, and let the Spirit of God write them on your heart. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I'm with you, even unto the end of the age." Get out there. Share the truth, share the love, the power of Jesus with the people around you. Make disciples of them. Teach them to love God by obeying him. And remember, Jesus is with you unto the ends of the earth, unto the end of this age. In the face of all the darkness that threatens to overwhelm this world, you and I are the light of the world. You and I are the ones called to go. You and I are called to sacrifice our lives to this cause. You and I. Hard work some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory, victory over our sin and over our circumstances, victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen? I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.